From Spark and Anvil and Forge Portal, this is Sift in Chapter 1 of the Forge Portal cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sift, the sea otter, sat on a flat river stone with a stack of papers taller than her head, and she was crossing things out. The papers had come in for a worried parent, pages of tiny numbers, charts with too many colors, phrases like cognitive load optimization and engagement velocity index. Sift read the top sheet, then drew one calm line through most of it. She read the next, another line. She wasn't rushing. She was listening to the noise until she could hear the one quiet thing underneath it. A young otter watched from the bank, chewing a reed. "You're throwing away almost the whole page," he said. "I'm not throwing it away," Sift said, without looking up. "I'm sifting it." She tapped the small filter card in her vest pocket. "The gold's in there. It's just mixed up with a lot of gravel." She kept going. 47 lines of numbers. She circled 3. Then she slid the whole heavy stack aside and read her 3 circles out loud, slow and plain. The kid had a steady week. The kid's writing had gotten braver. The kid quit one lesson halfway, and it might be worth a gentle question. "That's it?" the young otter asked. "Out of all that?" "That's it," Sift smiled. 47 numbers. 3 things that matter. A grown-up can carry 3 things. Nobody can carry 47. She flattened the pile with one paw, almost fondly. Turning the big pile into the 3 things, that's the whole job.
Sift had learned why it mattered back when she was small, on a night she never quite forgot. Her family kept a tide log. Every fish, every current, every warning about the cold channel, all written on strips of kelp paper and stuffed into a hollow log by the shore. One evening, a storm was coming, and her mother sent her to find out one thing. Is the North Cove safe tonight or not? Sift had pulled out the whole tangle of paper. There was so much of it. Numbers about water temperature, notes about seals, a smudge drawing of a crab. Her chest went tight. Her paws felt clumsy. She read faster and faster and understood less and less. And somewhere in the middle of it, she just stopped, sat down in the wet sand, and felt her mind go flat and heavy, like the papers had piled up inside her. Her mother found her there and didn't scold. She knelt down and asked very quietly, "You don't need all of it, love. What's the one question?" "Is the North Cove safe?" Sift whispered. "Then find only that." Her mother slid nearly every strip back into the log. "The rest is true, but it isn't yours to carry tonight." Together they hunted until they found one line. North Cove, calm in a south wind. The wind was from the south, the cove was safe. The heavy, flat feeling drained out of Sift all at once. It wasn't that the pile had been wrong. It was that she'd been trying to hold every piece when she only needed one. From then on, whenever a stack got scary big, she heard her mother's voice. "What's the one question?" And the fear would loosen into something she could actually do.
She came to Forge Portal grown, because Forge Portal was where the grown-ups went to understand their kids, and they kept arriving buried in noise. The keeper of the portal met her at the door and did not ask her to prove she was clever. He handed her a report, a monstrous one, dense as a barnacle-covered hull, and asked only, "A parent's had a long day. What do they need from this?" Sift didn't answer with a speech. She took the report, sat on the nearest stone, and read it right there while he watched, line after line. Then she looked up and said 3 sentences, just 3, plain words, no jargon, each one something a tired parent could actually use. One thing going well, one thing growing, one thing worth a kind question. The keeper looked at the enormous report, then at her 3 small sentences. "You left almost everything out," he said. "I left the gravel out," Sift said. "This is the gold. It was always in there. Somebody just had to sift it." She handed the report back. "A parent doesn't want 47 metrics. They want to know their kid's okay and what to ask about at dinner.
You belong here, the keeper said.
A frazzled parent named Mr. Henderson came in one afternoon, fur ruffled, clutching an email he'd printed out. He dropped it on the stone with a sigh. It says 47 things about Maya's week. My head's spinning. What does any of it mean? Sift knew that spinning feeling. She'd felt it in the wet sand as a child. Sit, she said, patting the stone. Let's find your one question first. What are you actually wondering? He thought. I guess, is she okay? Is anything up I should know about? Perfect. That's the question. Sift picked up his 47 things, and one at a time, set most of them gently aside, not tearing them, just moving them out of his lap. This is true, but you don't need it tonight. This too. This too. The pile in front of him got smaller and smaller, until only three slips were left. Read those, she said. He did, slowly. Steady week, braver writing, paused a lesson. He blinked. That's it? Out of all that? That's it. Three signals, plain words, done. Sift tapped the three slips. The other 44 aren't gone. They're just not yours to carry. You can breathe now. Mr. Henderson let out a long breath he hadn't known he was holding. His shoulders came down from around his ears. I didn't need a spreadsheet, he said, half to himself. I just needed to know what to ask her about. Nobody can carry 47, Sift said. Everybody can carry three.
Later, after the door had closed, the young otter from the riverbank crept back in, quieter now. When you sift away that much, he said, how do you know you didn't throw out the important part by accident? Sift thought about the tide log and the wet sand and her mother's kneeling voice. You listen for the one question first, she said. Once you know what someone actually needs, the important part gets loud. It kind of hums, and the rest goes still. You're not guessing. You're just keeping what answers the question. She looked toward the door Mr. Henderson had gone through. And you watch their shoulders. When you get it right, you can see it. The weight lifts off them, all at once. The young otter nodded, slow. Sift didn't say the last part out loud, but she felt it, warm and steady in her chest. The moment a grown-up stops feeling buried and starts feeling ready. That quiet, lightened, I can breathe now feeling. That was the whole reason she sat on the stone every day. Not the numbers, the lightness on the other side of them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sift. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.